早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们先来读几处经文。
And let's first read some passages.
第一处要读的是在列王记上十九章第十八节。
The first passage is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18.
我们请弟兄姐妹们翻到，我们先来读中文，然后读英文。
And please turn to that chapter, and we're going to first read in Mandarin and then in English.
列王记上十九章十八节。
First King, chapter 19, verse 18.
但我在以色列人中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
我们下边要读的一处经文是在罗马书的第十一章四到五节。
And the next passage is from the book of Romans from chapter 11, verses 4 and 5.
神回答的话是怎样说的呢？他说，我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
But what is the divine response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.In the same way then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, how much do we want to thank you?
早晨你借着你的爱把我们召集在你的同在当中。
And this morning you have gathered us together in your love.
借着你的饼杯向我们表明你的爱是何等的坚定。
And through the bread and the cup, you have shown us how steadfast your love is.
也赐给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
And you have given us this glorious hope.
就是你要再来。
And that is you will be returning.
主啊，早晨我们把这点时间也交在你的手中。
This morning we would like to give the following time into your hands.
我们求你亲自说话。
We pray that you will directly speak to us.
求你借着你的圣灵解开你的话语。
And I pray that your Holy Spirit will let your word unfold it.
因为我们实在是知道人的话是毫无益处的。
Because we do know that the words of men are useless.
我们一起谦卑地来到你的面前，愿意听见你对我们的心说话。
And we come humbly before you and ask you to speak to us.
求你祝福这段时间，祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
May you bless the time we pray in the Lord's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚刚读到这段经文，列王记上十九章。是记载在以色列国一段非常黑暗的时期。
And so the verse we just read in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 18, it actually is recording about a dark history of Israel.
当北国以色列在亚哈作王的时代。
And that's during the reign of Ahaz, the king of northern kingdom Israel.
以色列无论是在道德上还是在属灵上都是进入一个非常黑暗混乱的光景当中。
And so the Israel entered into this very dark and confusing time, and no matter in their spiritual condition or their moral conditions.
亚哈王应意而为。
And Ahab just went his own ways.
这个王后耶洗别更是非常的邪恶。
And the queen Jezebel was very evil.
她带领全国一同遗弃真神，敬拜偶像。
And they led the entire people and to depart from the true God and to worship the idols.
就是在这个黑暗恶劣的环境当中。
And just during the difficult and the dark time,
神兴起了一位大能的仆人以利亚。
The Lord raised a great servant, Elijah.
以利亚是一位充满着神能力的先知。
Elijah was a man full of God's power.
他在加密山上独自一个人和450个假先知征战。
And he fought against the 550 false prophets on the Mount Carmel.
结果神借着他大获全胜。
And he gained the victory and because God used him.
我相信这个故事弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉。
I think the brothers and sisters are very familiar with this story.
以利亚借着神的恩典证明只有耶和华才是真神。
And by the grace of God, Elijah proved that only God is the true God.
并且下令把那些假先知全部处决。
And he also commanded to slaughter all the false prophets.
经过这个从外边看非常大的胜利之后。
So after this outward victory,
非常令人难过的是以利亚虽然胜过了假先知。
And very sadly, even Elijah overcame the false prophets.
大部分的以色列人，他们的名并没有，他们的心并没有悔改。
And yet the hearts of most of the Israelite people did not turn back to the Lord.
并没有真实的归向耶和华。
They did not repent.
这时候，王后耶洗别更是要发誓要杀掉以利亚。
And also the queen Jezebel and vowed to kill Elijah.
以利亚见此光景，他就变得非常灰心软弱起来。
In that situation, Elijah became very weak and then also disappointed.
并且急忙逃命。
So he fled for his life.
以利亚甚至软弱到一个地步，他求神把他的性命拿去。
And Elijah became so weak that he asked the Lord to take his life.
因为他当时心里边在想，只有我一个人在为着神征战。
Because at that time he thought to himself, only he fought for the Lord.
目的是要叫以色列人能够认识谁是真神。
And the purpose was that to allow the people of Israel to know who the true God was.
让带领他们能够悔改归向真神。
And to lead them to return to the true living God.
但是他当他觉得自己独自一个人在拼命为神工作之后。
And after he thought he was striving for the Lord alone.
他觉得他换来的是刚硬的拒绝和无情的追杀。
And in return, what he received was a rejection and also the killing of his life.
加密山上的得胜好像是没有什么功效的。
And since there was no effect from the victory on Mount Carmel.
而且他觉得自己是独自一个人在征战。
And he also felt like he was alone in that fight.
所以他觉得自己非常的灰心丧志。
Therefore, he felt like very frustrated and disappointed.
我们觉得我们从这个圣经里边看见他感觉他不仅对自己灰心了。
And from the Bible, we can see that he was not only disappointed in himself,
不仅对那个世代灰心了,
and he was disappointed in that generation.
我们觉得在他心的深处好像是对神也灰心了。
And deep down in his heart, probably he was also disappointed in God.
我们非常感谢神, 神在那个时候向他透露了一个秘密。
And we really thank God because at that time, God revealed a secret to him.
就在以利亚觉得自己是单独一个人在征战的时候。
And just at that time, Elijah felt he was fighting the fight, alone.
就在他觉得他生不如死的时候。
And just at that moment, he would like to, the Lord to take his life.
神向他显示他心中的一个秘密。
At that moment, God revealed his heart to him.
神告诉他，在以色列人中间他还留下七千人。
God told him that I have left 7,000 in Israel.
是未曾向巴利屈膝，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
And all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that have not kissed him.
那这七千人他们是怎样的一群人呢？
So what about these 7,000 people?
在他们身上有一些什么样的特点？
And what kind of traits we can find in them?
我们在圣经当中并没有找到许多的记载。
And we cannot find much in that regard.
因为他们在神里面是隐藏的。
Because they are hidden.
但是我们可以看见一些圣经所描述他们身上的一些特征。
But we can find some characteristics in the word.
首先他们是没有名无名的人。
First of all, they are unknown.
他们圣经没有记载他们的名字。
Because they were not named in the Bible.
还有呢他们是少数的人。
And also, they are but a few.
当时在以色列人中间的人口可能也会超过百万。
And at that time, the population of Israel probably over a million.
七千人在中间还是一小部分。
And 7,000 is a small number.
但是在那个堕落败坏的环境当中，一小数少部分人能够为神站住。是一个非常不容易的一件事情。
And yet, in that corrupt situation, there's a small group of people who could stand for the Lord.
他们在社会、在家庭、在他们的生活环境当中所遇见的压力是可想而知的。
And they face a lot of pressures in their life, in their family, and also in the society.
那第三点，这些大部分人都不是特别的人。
And third, these are not particularly well-known people.
他们圣经并没有记载他们有多少明显的工作。
And the Bible does not have any recording concerning their deeds.
只是记载他们是未曾向巴利屈膝，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
And the only statement concerning them is that all the knees of that have not bowed to Baal and every mouth that has not kissed him.
向着世人他们是隐藏的。
And to the world they are hidden.
然而神知道他们。
And yet God knows them.
因为我们的神他的眼睛遍察全地。
Because the eyes of our God is over the entire world.
他是鉴察人心肺腑的神。
And he examines the hearts of man.
他知道认识每一位属他的人。
And he knows everyone who belongs to him.
所以这七千人在神的当中，神的心的当中是非常宝贵蒙纪念。
And these 7,000 people are very precious to the Lord and they are remembered by the Lord.
在新约的时代，神也未曾忘记向他们的见证。
And in the New Testament, God has not forgotten the testimony of him.
我们刚刚读到这个罗马书第十一章的第到四到五节。
And the passage which we just read in Romans chapter 11, verses 4 and 5.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，
And Paul tells us here,
神是怎样回答以利亚的呢？
And how did God respond to Elijah?
他说我为自己留下七千人是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
And God says that I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
保罗在这里边呢加上了一个非常重要的解释。
And here now Paul put an interpretation to that.
他说如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典还有所留的余数。
In the same way then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice.
这里我们看见一个读经的原则。
And now we can see the principle of reading the word.
就是当旧约里边记载一件事情。
And say an event recorded in the Old Testament.
当在新约里边重新借着圣灵把这件事情再重新解释一次的时候。
And in the New Testament time, when the Holy Spirit is provided interpretation to that,
这个就是最准确的圣灵的一个解释。
And that is the most correct interpretation by the Holy Spirit.
因此我们可以有理由的相信这七千人是一个代表，是一群人的代表。
And therefore we can see that this 7,000 people is but a representation of us, one kind of a person.
并且在每个世代当中神都有保留的人。
And we can see that in every generation, God has reserved for him such a group of people.
有神拣选的恩典和所留的余数。
And there is a choice of God's grace, and also there is a remnant.
我相信在我们这世代更是如此。
And I believe it is also very true for our generation.
因为主要来的日子近了。
Because the Lord's return is very near.
他正在地上预备一群迎接他的人。
And he is preparing a group of people to welcome his return.
我们感谢主，如今也是这样。
We thank the Lord in the same way then there has also come to be at the present time.
仍然有神拣选的恩典，仍然有所留的余数。
There is a remnant according to God's gracious choice.
那今天我们要借着圣经里边的几个例子来看一下这些余数的特征。
And today we would like to use several characters in the Bible to see the characteristics of these people.
盼望着我们能够从他们身上学到一些功课。
Hopefully we can learn some lessons from them.
那在我们交通这些例子之前， 我想我需要做一个说明。
And before we go into these examples, I would like to give this explanation.
这些人，我们不确定他们是不是那神所说的七千人中间的。
And we are not sure whether these characters are among the 7,000.
因为这七千人，我们不知道他们是谁。
Because we don't really know who those 7,000 were.
但是在他们身上我们可以看见这些七千人所留余数的生命的特征。
And yet through these examples we can see the characteristics of those 7,000.
圣经记载他们是让我们能够学到一些功课。
And the recording in the Bible concerning them is for us to learn some lessons from.
第一个我们要看的人是一个以色列国的一个小女子。
The first we would like to look at a young girl in the kingdom of Israel.
我们还是要读一段关于这段事迹的记载的经文。
And we would like to read a passage concerning the story.
这段经文是在列王记下的第五章一到四节。
And it is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5.
我们还是先读一节中文然后读一节英文。
And we're going to read in my Chinese first and then in English.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他的主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram was a great man with his master and highly respected because by him the Lord has given victory to Aram. The man was also a valiant warrior, but he was a leper.
先前亚兰人成群出去，从以色列国掳掠了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。
And now the Arameans had gone out in bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife.
她对主母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好她的大麻风。
And she said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his leprosy.
乃曼进去告诉他的主人，以色列的女子，以色列国的女子如此如此说。
And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, Thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel.
我想弟兄姐妹们也非常熟悉圣经这段记载。
I believe the brothers and sisters are very familiar with the recording.
在当时亚兰国是非常强，在以色列的北边非常强盛的一个国家。
And we know that Aram was a very strong nation north of the kingdom of Israel.
就是今天的叙利亚那一带的地方。
And that is in the land of Syria today.
亚兰国全军的元帅名字叫乃曼。
And the captain of the army of King Aram and was Naaman.
他是在人面前，在他主人面前为尊为大的。
And he actually was highly respected before his master.
耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜。
And because the Lord has given victory to Aram through him.
他自己也是一个大能的勇士。
And he himself was also a valiant warrior.
但是非常遗憾的，圣经说只是他长了大麻风。
But unfortunately, but he was a leper as recorded in the Bible.
我们相信他可能在这个亚兰国里边用尽了所有的当时的医疗条件来治疗这个大麻风，但是没有办法。
And we believe that he probably used all kinds of medical means in the nation of Aram to cure his leprosy, but to no avail.
亚兰国欺压以色列，就是在战争当中俘虏了许多以色列人到他们的国家做奴仆。
And the nation of Aram defeated the kingdom of Israel and has captured many back to their nation.
其中这里边讲到以色列国的一个小女子，就是一个十几岁的小女孩。
Among the captives, there was this little girl.
她被带到乃曼的家里边服侍乃曼的妻子。
And she was took into the house of Naaman and to wait on Naaman's wife.
她对她的妻子说，巴不得我的主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，就必能治好他的大麻风。
And she said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria. Then he would cure him of his leprosy.
这是一个非常美丽的救恩的故事。
And this is a beautiful story of salvation.
在这个故事当中，我们看见神的恩典临到人。
And through this story, we can see God's grace coming upon man.
人需要谦卑，按照他的方法来到神的面前得救。
And man need to be humbled and come before the Lord according to God's way.
那今天我们所要看的并不是这个故事的主要的思想和这些主要主角人物。
And today we will not look at the main theme of the story or the main characters in the story.
我们要看见今天要看一下这个故事里边这个小女孩。
And yet we would like to pay attention to this little girl in the story.
她不过是一个被掳，在这个将军家里元帅家里边做奴仆的一个小女孩。
And this little girl was but a captive and she was a maid in the household of her master.
可以说她的身份是极其卑微的。
And her status was very lowly.
圣经也没有记载她的名字。
And the Bible we cannot find her name.
然而她就和这圣经里边就所记载这些好像从外边看重要的人物形成了一个鲜明的对比。
And yet there is a strong contrast between her and also other well-known figures.
弟兄姐妹们可能都读到这个故事，大家记载，这里边记载着亚兰王他手中有权柄。
And now there is being recorded concerning the king of Aram, and in his hand there was authority.
他写了一封信告诉以色列王说，我派乃曼去，见到信你就治好他的大麻风。
So he wrote a letter and sent to the king of Israel saying that I'm going to send Naaman to you and you have to have his leprosy cured.
我们也看见那个以色列王。
And we also can see the king of Israel.
他身为神选民的领袖。
And he was chosen and the leader of people of God.
然而他对神却是毫无认识。
And then he has no knowledge of God at all.
他不知道他大能的作为。
And he didn't know God's almighty deeds.
所以当他接到这封信的时候，
so when he,
他是非常的恐惧。
So he was in fear when he received the letter.
他说，叫他的臣仆们说，你们看，这个人不是找我的嫌隙，要来攻击我吗？
And so he said to his servants that, can you not see that this man tried to find a cause to attack us?
他撕裂了他的衣服。
So he tore his clothes.
我们也看见这位骄傲的亚兰军元帅。
And we can also see this proud captain of an Aramean army.
他觉得自己心里边有一套最好的方法。
And in his heart, and he thought he has the best scheme.
但是我们非常感谢主，最后他是谦卑下来，他得了医治。
But we thank the Lord because finally he humbled himself and he got cured.
不是按照他的方法，不是按照人的方法。
Not according to his own ways and not according to man's ways.
乃是按照神的方法。
But according to the way of God.
所以当我们读这段故事的时候，我们发现里边这个小女孩的记载有非常非常特别的一个地方。
And yet, so, when we read this story, we can see that there's a special recording concerning this little girl.
她这个亚兰军的元帅为什么要听从以色列掳来的一个做奴仆的小女孩的话呢？
And why did the captain of a Aramean army would like listen to a little girl captured from the land of Israel?
这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
So that was a very peculiar thing.
从我们人的这个常识来讲，好像不大容易解释得通的。
In our common sense, probably it's hard for us to accept that.
所以我们相信在这个背后有这个女孩她生活的故事。
And I believe that behind the scene there was a life story about this little girl.
她在她的生活当中一定有非常美好的见证。
And in her life there must have been a very wonderful testimony.
她是一个非常诚实可信的人。
And she was honest and trustworthy.
在每天这些繁杂而又平庸的这些服饰当中，他表现出他生命里边这个可信的、可以信赖的这个美好的品德。
And she manifested this trustworthiness in the daily tedious and ordinary services.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Now dear brothers and sisters，
我们每天的生活就是一个见证。
And our everyday life is a chance for our testimony.
并且这是在神面前何等重要的一个见证。
And that is such an important testimony before God.
因为不管我们愿意不愿意。
And because of whether we are willing or not.
不管我们知道还是不知道。
Whether we know it or not.
我们每天的生活。
Our everyday life.
无论是在我们个人的家庭、我们的工作、学校和朋友们中间。
And whether in our family life, in our personal life, in our work life and or the time we spend with our friends.
我们的言语和行为都是见证。
And our words and conduct are the way to be a testimony.
或者是荣耀人神的。
And whether you will bring glory to God.
或者是祝福人的。
And to blessings to man.
或者是可让人信赖的。
And to bring a sense, show them a sense of a trustworthiness.
或者是羞辱主名的。
Or to bring disgrace to the name of the Lord.
神看重我们每天的生活。
And God has his eyes on our everyday life.
我们实在是愿神帮助我们。
And may our God help us.
在我们平庸的这些生活当中能够活出神的见证的。
And in our ordinary everyday life, we can truly live out in his testimony.
使遇见我们的人他们能够得着祝福得着恩典。
So people who are in contact with us could receive grace and blessings.
他能够看见我们所信的神是一位何等奇妙恩典的神。
They can truly see that the God we believe is such a wonderful God.
另外我们看见这个小女孩她是有信心的人。
And we can also see that this little girl is a girl of faith.
她说必定能够治好她的大麻风。
And she said that, and his leprosy must be cured.
这不是一句简单的话。
And it is not a simple statement.
大家都知道这个大麻风是没法治。
And we know that leprosy was incurable.
而且作为亚兰人的军队的元帅他可能用尽了所有的方法。
And also for the captain of the Aramean armies, probably he has exhausted all the medical means.
在这句话的背后代表着多么大的责任。
And so for that simple statement, and that carries a lot of responsibility.
我们可以想象，如果的乃曼的大麻风没有得了医治。
And what if the Naaman's leprosy was not cured?
结果是什么呢？
And what the result would be?
一面是亚兰全军的元帅，一面是从以色列被掳做奴仆的小女孩。
So on the one hand, we have the captain of a Ramian army, and then on the other hand, we have this little girl captured from the land of Israel.
但她是那样的确定。
And yet for this girl, she was so sure.
她说必能治好她的大麻风。
And she said that his leprosy will be cured.
这是对神的信心。
And that's the faith in God.
不是对人的信心。
And that faith was not in man.
这个信心是神所喜悦的。
And that faith was a pleasing in God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神今天也正在我们里边做建立信心的工作。
But in sisters, God is currently doing the work of a faith in each one of us.
我们在地上的每一个经历
，in every experience we have on this earth，
它都是在时空当中都是有限的。
And all these experiences are very limited by time and space.
都是不能够带到永远的。
And the experience itself cannot be brought into eternity.
我们无论是经历身体的软弱、工作的需要、家庭的难处。
And whether it's physical weaknesses and all the need at work or even some difficulties in our family life.
我们把这些带到神的面前，蒙神的恩典和帮助。
And if we were to bring this before God to receive a grace and help from God.
这对我们来讲是一个极大的祝福。
And that will become a big blessing to us.
但是如果只停留在这些事情的表面上。
But if we just stay on the surface,
神的工作并没有完全。
God's work is not yet completed.
因为有一天这些都要成为过去，它不能进入永远的。
Because all these experiences, events will pass away, they cannot be brought into eternity.
但是借着这些具体的事情。
And yet through these real events,
神如果在我们心里边建造成那能够存留到永远的信心。
And God is to do the work of a faith in us which will be everlasting.
那就是最宝贵的。
And that will be the most precious.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们生活当中的每个经历都重要。
And every experience in our daily life is important.
无论是喜乐的还是悲伤的，
Whether it will be joyful or sorrowful.
无论是顺利的还是在难处当中，
Whether we are in good times or in bad times.
把它交给神，
And bring them all up to the Lord.
让神在这些经历上，在我们里边能够建立起一个存留到永远的信心。
And let God to do the work of a faith that can enter into eternity.
是神所宝贵的。
And that is precious to God.
下一个经历我们要看伯利恒之野地的牧羊人。
And the next example we're going to see the shepherds in the land of Bethlehem.
我们还是要读一段经文。
And we're going to read a passage.
这段记载是记载在路加福音的第二章的第八到第十七节。
So the recording is in Luke chapter 2 from verse 8 to verse 17.
我们还是中文然后英文。
And we're going to do it in Chinese and in English.
在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人，夜间按照更次看守羊群。
In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And the angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be for all the people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，
And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying,
在至高处荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去， 看看所成就的事，就是主所指示我们的。
And when the angels has gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，用那婴孩卧在马槽里。
So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which has been told them about this child.
这是关于主耶稣基督降生的一段记载。
And this is a recording concerning the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信这是弟兄姐妹们最熟悉的。
I believe this is the most familiar story to us.
这是在旧约结束，新约开始时代的一段记载。
And it is recording after the conclusion of the Old Testament time and also the beginning of the New Testament time.
在旧约和新约之间，是在以色列历史当中最黑暗的一段时期。
And between these two testaments is the darkest time for the people of Israel.
有400多年的时间，神没有向他的选民说话。
Over more than 400 years, God had not spoken to his people.
但是并不是说神没有工作。
But it doesn't mean that God did not work.
神的工作永远没有停止。
And God's work has never stopped.
不管人能够看见还是看不见，
Whether it is visible or invisible,
神永远在宝座上掌权。
And God is always in control upon his throne.
神说他若不将他的话指示众先知，他就一无所行。
And God said that if he does not reveal his word to his prophets, he will do nothing.
他本来是一位全有全足全丰的神。
And he is an almighty and all wisdom and an Almighty God.
他可以独行其事。
And he could alone do wonders.
然而他愿意和地上的人同工。
And yet he desired to work with man on earth.
他愿意来指示地上的人他心中的心意。
He desired to instruct people on earth concerning his will.
所以在那个黑暗的时代当中。
So during that dark time,
神的眼仍然是遍察全地。
And God's eyes were still over the entire land.
那个黑暗的时代正在孕育着一个人类历史上伟大的转折点。
And during that dark time, actually, that was nurturing a critical turning point in human history.
它正在预备着主耶稣基督的降生。
And it was prepared for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当神在地上的时间到了。
And when the time of God was fulfilled on earth,
他找到了玛利亚，找到了约瑟。
And he found Mary and Joseph.
撒加利亚，伊丽莎白。
And he found Zechariah and also Elizabeth.
他也找到了西面，找到了亚拿。
And he found Simeon and also Anna.
他也找到了这群我们不知道名字的牧羊人。
And he also found these unknown shepherds.
并且用最荣耀的方式向他们显现。
And yet he revealed to them in the most glorious way.
这是一幅非常美丽的图画。
It is such a beautiful picture.
在伯利恒那个漆黑的晚上。
In the pitch dark night in Bethlehem,
天开了。
The heaven was open.
神的荣光四面照着他们。
And the glory of God was shining.
天使要宣布一个大好的消息，是关乎万民的。
The angel of the Lord was proclaiming a great news concerning all the people.
因为那一天在大卫的城里，为我们生了救主，就是主基督。
And because on that night, in the city of David,The Savior of our Lord was born.
他们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里。
They were about to see a baby wrapped in the cloth in the manger.
并且有一大队天兵同天使一同来赞美神。
And there was a multitude of a host of heaven praising God.
在至高处荣耀归给神。
And glory to the most, to the highest.
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And peace to people.Who was pleased by God.
那是一幅多么荣耀的景象。
And what the glorious scene there.
多么美好的一幅图画。
And what a beautiful picture there.
神为什么要把这个向这些极平凡的牧羊人显现呢？
Why did God reveal this glory to these ordinary shepherds?
他们在社会当中不但是非常的平凡。
And they were very ordinary.
并且在当时的社会当中可能是一群 非常贫穷贫穷的人。
And actually, for the society at that time, they were a poor relatively.
然而神的恩典要临到这些最平凡的人。
And yet God's grace was upon these most common people.
我们要看一看他们是怎样的一群人。
And we would like to take a look at what kind of people they were.
他们是在黑夜当中守候黎明的人。
And they were a group of people waiting for the dawn in the night.
圣经记载他们在夜间按照更次来看守羊群。
And here the Bible says that they were keeping watch, keeping watch over their flock by night.
当众人都昏睡的时候。
And that was a time, everyone else was in sleep.
他们在警醒，在看守。
And they were watchful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
And the brothers and sisters.
我们今天也是处在一个黑夜极深的时候。
And we are also in this, deep dark night.
是黎明前的黑夜。
And that is the night right before the dawn.
我们是不是也是在黑夜当中盼望着黎明的人？
Are we also waiting for the dawn in the dark night?
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣基督再来的时候，如同晨星显现，在最黑暗的夜里边，有晨星要显现出来。
The Bible says that when our Lord appeared and returns, and it will be like the morning star in the dark night.
我们是不是在那边守望，等候晨星显现的日子？
Are we watching for the moment that the morning star will appear?
是不是按照更次来看守主所量给我们的？
And do we keep watch over what has been entrusted to us?
上个主日我们年长的弟兄告诉我们说要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
And the last Sunday, our elderly brother told us that we need to preserve our heart more than anything else.
并且告诉我们说怎样如何来保守我们的心。
And we was also told how to preserve our heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是一个容易昏睡的时代。
Brothers and sisters, this is a time that we could fall into sleep easily.
我们是不是按照更次来看守神所量给我们的？
And have we been watching, keeping the watch over the things that has been trusted by God?
我觉得这是最近一段时间主好像常常让我问我自己的一个问题。
And that has been a constant question the Lord has posting to us.
就在今天早晨起来祷告的时候。
And this morning when I woke up and prayed.
主仍然在问我这个问题。
And the Lord was asking me this question.
但是我必须承认在许多的时候我是昏睡的。
But I have to confess that a lot of time I was in sleep.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们共同的勉励。
And brothers and sisters, may this be a mutual encouragement to us.
主量给我们的生命，我们一定要好好的保守它。
We really need to keep and preserve the life the Lord has given to us.
免得被仇敌吞噬。
And so that we will not be swallowed up by the enemy.
这群牧羊人他们是在等候以赛亚显现的人。
And this group of shepherds were waiting for the appearance of a Messiah.
当天使向他们显现的时候他们也有惧怕。
And when the angel of the Lord appeared to them, they were also afraid.
但是因着盼望以赛亚他们的惧怕就变为喜乐。
But because of their expectation of the Messiah, their fear turned into joy.
我们生活在今天这个环境当中，我们心里边是不是也有惧怕恐惧？
And in our current time, do we have a fear?
但是因着主耶稣基督再来的盼望。
But because of the hope of the return of the Lord.
像我们唱的那首诗歌所唱的，那是一个荣耀的盼望，基督再临。
And just like the hymn which is the same, it is a hope of a glory that our Lord will return.
我们的惧怕也要变成喜乐。
Our fear will turn into joy.
他们也是一群急切要去见主的人。
And there were also a group of people who desire to see the Savior.
这里边圣经告诉我们说，二章十六节，他们就急忙去了。
And in verse 16, it says that they came in a hurry.
他们是急切要见主的人。
And they have this urgency to see the Lord.
我相信我们每位弟兄姐妹们，包括我自己在内，我们的心里边都是盼望着主耶稣基督再来。
And I believe everybody and sister, myself included, we all desire the Lord's return.
但是可能在我们的里边呢，都有一个非常复杂的感觉。
And yet the feeling is kind of complicated.
一方面我们觉得自己没有预备好。
On one hand, we feel like we are not really prepared.
我想另一方面可能在心的深处 我们也没有那么急切的感觉。
And also deep down in our hearts, probably we do not have that kind of urgent desire.
是不是世界上还有许多的东西让我们留恋？
And do we have this feeling toward many things in the world?
还有许多东西我们觉得还去应该在享受的。
And probably we still find something enjoyable in the world.
我们可能没有那么急切建筑的心。
And probably we do not have that urgent desire to see the Lord.
愿圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
知道那个日子是最美好的。
So that we may know that that day is the most wonderful.
也胜过地上所有的。
And beyond all things in the world.
这些人也是他们忠心传主道的人。
And this group of people also preaching the word faithfully.
圣经告诉我们说他们就把天使论到这个孩子的话都传开了。
And in verse 17, it says, the statement which has been told them about this child was shared.
圣经没有记载他们的传道有多大的果效。
And the Bible does not record what kind of effect of that sharing.
只是说听见的人都觉得非常的惊异。
And, but it does say, the Bible does say that the people were amazed upon hearing that.
但是无论如何他们持守了神所托付给他们。
No matter what, they were faithful to what has been entrusted to them by God.
今天神也把这个托付量给我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Today, God has entrusted that burden to every one of us.
传福音是我们的生命。
And to share the gospel is our life.
不仅仅是讲论。
And it is not by word.
盼望着神鼓励我们，我们的生命就成为一个传福音的生命。
And may the Lord encourage us so that our life will be a life of sharing the good news.
我们要快快地看一下第三个例子。
And we're going to quickly look at the third example.
那这个例子是记载在撒母耳记上的第四章十七到二十二节。
It is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 4 from verse 17.
我们还是把这一段经文来读一遍。
And we're going to read this passage.
报信的人回答说，以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多，你的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈也都死了，并且神的约柜被掳去。
Then the one who brought the news replied, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has also been a great slaughter among the people, and your two sons also, Hophni and also Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been taken.
他一提神的约柜，以利就从他的座位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死。因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。以利做以色列的祭司四十年。
When he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell off the seat backward beside the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died, for he was old and heavy. Thus he judged Israel 40 years.
以利的儿妇菲尼哈的妻怀孕将到产期，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了。就猛然疼痛，屈身生产。
Now his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was pregnant and about to give birth. And when she heard the news and the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband had died, she kneeled down and gave birth, for her pains came upon her.
将要死的时候，站在旁边的妇人们对她说：“不要怕，你生了男孩子了。”她却不回答，也不放在心上。
And about the time of her death, the women who stood by her said to her, Do not be afraid, for you have given birth to a son. But she did not answer or pay attention.
她给孩子起名以加伯，说荣耀离开以色列了。这是因为神的约柜被掳去，又因她公公和丈夫都死了。
And she called the boy Ichabod, saying, The glory has departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken and because of her father-in-law and her husband.
他又说荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去了。
She said the glory has departed from Israel for the ark of God was taken.
我们这边所要看见这个人仍然是我们不知道他是什么名字，所以我们说他是以利的儿媳菲尼哈的妻子以加伯的母亲。
And so here we would like to look at the person which is unnamed. We only know her as the daughter-in-law of Eli and Phinehas' wife.
在 这段经文里边同样是记载以色列非常黑暗的一段时间。
And here it is a recording concerning the dark time of Israel.
以利年老。
Eli was old.
他的儿子做恶事。
And his sons did things evil.
虽然约柜仍然在以色列中间。
Even the ark of the Lord was among the people of Israel.
但却看不见神丰盛的荣耀。
And yet the glorious presence of the Lord was not seen.
那一天以色列在战争中遭遇了惨败。
And so that in the battle, the people of Israel were greatly defeated.
以利的两个儿子被杀，约柜被掳。
And the two sons of Eli were killed, and the ark of the Lord was taken.
听见这个消息，这个以利就摔倒身亡。
And upon hearing the news, Eli fell and died.
并且呢，他的儿媳马上就要生产。
And at that moment, actually, his daughter-in-law was about to give birth.
她生下了一个男孩子，给他起名叫以加伯。
And she gave birth to a boy, and she named him Ichabod.
那我们要看一看这个妇人，她是怎样的一个人。
And so we would like to take a look at this woman.
她过着怎样的生活。
And what kind of life has she lived?
我们知道以利的两个儿子是作恶的人。
And we know that the two sons of Eli were evildoers.
他们在人献祭的时候，让他们的仆人或他们自己去抢那个献祭的肉。
And they actually robbed the meat sacrifice to God.
并且在光天化日之下，在会幕的门口和那些妇女苟合。
And they also lay with the women at the gate of the tabernacle.
在外边既是这样，在家里又是什么样的人呢？
And they behaved such when they were outside the family. So what kind of person they were when they in their family life?
所以我们看见这个妇人，她是一个生活在苦难当中的人。
Therefore, we can say this woman was in a difficult life.
可能在外表上她有一个挺好的地位。
And probably outwardly speaking, she had a relatively good status, social status.
但是当这些罪恶传到以利的耳，传到她的耳，当她受人歧视。藐视的时候，他是生活在一个痛苦。
So when the bad news was spread and she was in a very difficult situation.
但是呢，他却是一个关乎神国度的人。
And yet she was a person who cared for the kingdom of God.
当他那天要生下这个孩子的时候。
And when the time she was about to give birth to her child.
我们想这是他在人生当中一件非常重要的事情。
I think that is a very important incident in her life.
是在她苦难生活当中可能会带来喜乐和转机的事情。
And that could be a joyful turning point in her difficult life.
可能给她里边点燃了一点希望和喜乐的。
And probably that will light a spark the light of hope.
她盼望着这个孩子出生给她带来喜乐带来安慰。
And probably she hoped that the boy will bring her joy and also comfort.
然而那一天是一个悲惨的日子。
And yet that day was a day of sorrow.
以色列战败，约柜被掳。
The people of Israel were defeated and the ark of the Lord was taken.
她的丈夫也被杀。
And her husband was killed.
在这个时候好像这个孩子对她来讲就是更加重要。
And so actually for that moment, the child should have become more important to her.
但是我们看见圣经这里边有一个非常特别的记载。
But we can see a very special recording, word concerning this event.
当这些妇女们告诉她你生了一个男孩子了，不要害怕。
And so when the women beside her said to her, "You have got a boy, and don't be afraid."
圣经记载说她并不回答，也不放在心上。
But the Bible says that she did not answer or pay attention.
这不是人之常情的。
And it is not a common reaction from men.
那每一个做母亲的人都知道。
And for every mother,
我想做父亲的人也是一样。
I think that is also true for a father.
当孩子出生的时候是人生最大的一件事情。
And the birth of a child is a most important event in life.
可是在这个妇人心里边她不放在心上。
And yet for this woman, she did not pay attention to that.
并且呢她给这个孩子起名叫以加伯。
And she called the boy Ichabod.
以加伯的意思就是神的荣耀没有了，荣耀没有了。
And the meaning of Ichabod is the glory is gone.
或者更准确的一个说法就是 他在呼喊神的荣耀在哪里。
And or in more literally translation is that she was crying out, "Where is the glory of God?"
他所关心的是神的荣耀离开了以色列。
And what she cared about was the departure of the glory of God.
圣经在这边特别记载了两次，第四章的二十一节和二十二节。二十二节特别说呢，是他又说，强调他又说了一次，荣耀离开了以色列。
Actually, the same phrase is recorded twice, and the other time is in verse 22. She again says the glory has departed from Israel.
所以我们这里面看见一个妇人，圣经没有记载她的名字。
So now we can see this woman and who is unnamed in the Bible.
她生活在一个黑暗的时代。
And so she was in this dark time.
生活在个人痛苦的环境当中。
And she was in this personal difficult situation.
然而她关心神的国度。
And yet she cared about the kingdom of God.
用他自己微弱的声音来呼喊神的荣耀。
And she cried out for the glory of God with her very weak voice.
今天我们仍然是生活在一个非常艰难的时代当中。
And today we are in this difficult time as well.
我们感谢主，他把我们留在这个末后的时代。
We thank the Lord for keeping us in this end times.
可能是能够成为迎接主回来的一群人。
And we could become a people to welcome his return.
然而在圣经告诉我们说这是一个产难的时代。
And yet the Bible tells us it's a time of travail.
产难有一些特点。
And there are some characteristics for travail.
产难的第一个特点就是它是极其痛苦的。
And the one is that it is very painful.
另外一个特点呢就是它的痛苦和剧烈的频率是越来越高的。
And the other characteristic is that the intensity and the frequency of the pain will increase.
还有一个非常重要的特点，就是它是不可避免的，它是一定要来到的。
And it is another characteristic is it is unavoidable and it will come for sure.
但是这些和地上所有的其他的痛苦都不一样。
But this pain is different from all other pains in the world.
因为它最大的一个特点就是它要带来一个新的生命。
Because the greatest characteristic is the travailing pain will bring forth a life.
今天我们是生活在这个惨难的时代当中。
And we are now in the time of traveling.
我们看看我们所处的环境和这个世界。
And if we look at our circumstances, the world that we are in.
仇敌的工作是非常猖狂的。
And the work of the enemy is spreading.
罪恶在这个地上横行。
And the sin is become a rampart in the world.
苦难、瘟疫和战争充满了这个世界。
And there's suffering, and wars and also a pandemic.
然而神的工作却没有停止。
And yet God's word has never stopped.
在这一切的背后圣经都有预言。
And there's a prophecy behind all this.
并且按照神的时间神正在做他的工作。
And according God's own schedule, he is doing his own work.
他告诉我们说一个更伟大的日子就要来到了。
And he is telling us a greater day is coming.
主要在他的荣光当中显现。
And our Lord will appear in his glory.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主把我们留在这个世代当中。
We thank the Lord to keep us in this generation.
我们可不可以用我们自己这个微弱的生命来呼喊神的荣耀。
And can we use our weak life to cry out for God's glory?
我们非常感谢主。
And really thank the Lord.
在每个世代当中他都有拣选的恩典有所留的余数。
In every generation, he has this remnant according to his gracious choice.
盼望我们的生命藏在他的里边。
May our life be hidden in him.
让他从我们里边活出成为见证。
So that his life could be lived out as a testimony.
让每个经历在我们里边建立能够存留到永远的信心。
And every experience will build the faith in us that will be everlasting.
让盼望着我们能够在这个黑暗的世界当中盼望着晨光显现的日子。
And we also in this dark time, we have this desire to look for the dawn.
按照更次看守所赐给我们的生命。
And we'll keep watch over the entrusted life.
不允许盗贼来偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And we will not allow the thief to come to steal, to rob, and to kill.
这个世界正在经历它惨难黑暗的日子。
And the world is going through the travailing pain.
神呼召他的子民用我们微弱的生命为这个世界发出荣耀的呼喊。
And God is calling his people to cry out with this weak voice for this world.
我们再一起有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
你的恩典临到我们这些卑微渺小的人。
Because your grace has come upon us who are weak and small.
我们何等愿意活在你的面前。
How much do we desire to live before you?
我们求你的话语来帮助我们。
We pray that you will help us with your word.
借着圣灵在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will do the work that cannot be done by man.
我们盼望着我们是在你留在这个世界末后时代的余数。
And we pray that we will become the remnant you have kept in these end times.
为着你的荣耀，用我们的生命，微弱的生命发出呼喊。
And for your glory, we will cry out with our weak voice.
主，我们求你保守你的教会。
We pray that, Lord, you will keep your own church.
祷告，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢主，我们下边要快快的介绍一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹或朋友们。
We really thank the Lord, and following we will be introducing the newcomers among us.
如果你是第一次来参加实体聚会的，我们请你站起来做个简单的自我介绍。
And you are coming to the in-person meeting for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself.
对不起，因为疫情的关系，我们不方便把麦克风给你，我们请你大一点声告诉我们你的名字从哪里来。
Because of pandemic, we will not pass you the microphone, so please speak out loud about your name and where you're from.
从前面这位姊妹先开始。
We start from the one in the front.
我叫小叶，我是音乐室，然后
我是欢迎你，也今天很高兴。
Welcome you. 小玉 ，thank you. 小叶，好，小叶。And Lucy is a friend, roommate. Okay, Lucy is a roommate. She has been joined the meeting online for the past 2 years, but she is here for the first time in the in-person meeting.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们请后边这位姊妹。
And the one next behind him.
我叫林伟，我从中国青岛来。我来这里已经三年了。我今天是跟我的朋友一起来到。
欢迎你，好，欢迎你。
Welcome. She has been in the state for over 3 years around China.
好，我们对不起，我们欢迎这边的弟兄姐妹。
大家好，我叫杨国凡，我住在广东嘛。然后今天和他还有我们，他是他的同学来这个教堂，然后我来美国9年多了。之前在尼斯拉的一个白人教堂，后来我们去广东嘛的一个这个中中文教堂。
好，欢迎你。
Welcome. Friend, brother Yang, and who has been in the States for over 9 years, and originally she was in Minnesota attending a church there, and then moved down to Tacoma, and she actually today is from Tacoma to join us.
好，这位姊妹。
And our sister, originally in San Diego, she has been in the States for over 5 years, and now she is a master student at UW.
还有没有第一次来的？
Any other newcomers?
那我们下边有些报告。
And we have some announcements.
我们周间的聚会，周二的祷告聚会，周五的读经聚会和东南区周六的读经聚会都照常在线上举行。
And for the weekdays meetings, the Tuesday prayer meetings, Friday Bible study, and also Saturday Southeast Bible study will be held online as usual.
我们邀请弟兄姐妹们，如果还没有进入这些聚会，能够欢迎进入这些聚会，抓紧机会时间。
And we would like to invite brothers and sisters to join these meetings if you have not, and please hold on the opportunity and time.
要来这个星期六，我们有周六的福音聚会。
For the coming Saturday, we have a Saturday gospel meeting.
是七点开始，是线上的聚会。
And starting at 7 p.m. and it will be held online.
这一次我们邀请在波特兰聚会的张瑞仁弟兄传福音。
And we have invited Brother Ray Chan from Poland to preach the gospel.
我们中间的陈欣然姊妹做见证。
And our sister Chen will be sharing her testimony.
我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够邀请朋友们来参加。
And we especially would like to encourage brothers and sisters to invite friends to attend.
聚会的链接是用 Zoom 聚会，链接在我们的会所的网站上可以找到。
And the meeting log-on link can be found on the church website.
也请弟兄姐妹们能够邀请神摆在我们身边的那些朋友们。
And we also ask brothers and sisters please to invite the gospel friends whom God has placed in our lives.
你可以把这些聚会的链接信息发给他们。
And please forward the meeting link and also the message to them.
如果有弟兄姐妹们愿意使用这个纸质的邀请卡的话,
and there is a paper copy of the invitation.
我们的姊妹也帮我们做了一些在外边的桌子上。
And there are a stack of invitations outside available to you.
弟兄姐妹们走的时候可以拿一下。
And please take some copies when you leave the building.
下一个主日, 我们仍然有波饼聚会和信息聚会，仍然是一个混合型的。
And for next Sunday, we still have a breaking of bread meeting and also the message meeting, and that will be held in the hybrid mode.
请弟兄姐妹们能够留出时间来参加，无论是来到会所还是在家里。
And please spare time to attend these meetings, whether you will come in person or join the meeting online.
波饼聚会是早晨10点开始，信息聚会是10点50。
And the breaking of bread meeting started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and also the message meeting started at 10:50.
我们也特别提一下，在9点半的时候，我们在线上还在会所这边都有一个祷告。
And we also have a time of prayer starting at 9:30, and either in the cafeteria or online.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够留出时间来参加这个祷告。
And we also ask brothers and sisters, please set a time to attend the prayer.
那如果要来参加主日聚会的，我们请自己在家做一下检查。
And before you come to the in-person meetings, please do this self-check at time at home.
如果有什么症状的话，我们请你留在家里边聚会。
If you have any symptoms, please stay home. Join the meeting online.
来到会所聚会，我们还是请弟兄姐妹们能够戴口罩。
And so when you come into the meeting, please wear masks.
为了弟兄姐妹们的健康和顾虑，我们希望大家都戴口罩。
And for the health and the safety of our brothers and sisters, let's all wear masks.
下一个主日是Stephen Phillips弟兄和李世伯弟兄要传讲信息，柯云弟兄和张立邦弟兄翻译为我们的弟兄们的服事祷告。
And the next Sunday we will have Brother Stephen Phillips and also Brother Shibo Lee, and who will be sharing the message, and also two brothers will be interpreting. That will be Brother Ben Chan and also Brother 柯云。
Yeah, 柯云, yeah. 还有我们的儿童聚会周五和主日都是目前照常在线上举行。
And for our children ministry, it will be still held online for Fridays and also on Sundays.
我们今天的聚会就停在这里，我们请弟兄姐妹们可以从不同的门出去。
And we will conclude our meeting today. Please leave this room from the different side doors.
主祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters.